So it's our practice session now. So I'd like to share with you our daily guide for today, and then Jerry will sing a prayerful song for us to lead us into a time of meditation. If you have been reading this month's daily guides, you'll know that they are fabulous. If you haven't, here's your opportunity to find out firsthand. They are written by Kathy Julien, who is editor of Science of Mind magazine and other things. And she is a powerful writer, and this month they've just been really right on. And the daily guide for today, when we were reading, it's perfect with our songs and our general message for today. And it's called Court the Presence. The first quote is from Brother Lawrence. There is not in the world a kind of life more sweet and delightful than that of a continual conversation with God. And from the Science of Mind, the teaching of the mystics has been that there should be conscious courting of the divine presence. And the message says, take time today to sense the presence of infinite life everywhere. Look around at the multitude of life forms and evidence all around you. Consciously commune with the wondrous and beloved mystery behind this amazing world. As you sense and commune with the invisible source that lies behind all that exists, you breathe in its power and energy, its peace, its aliveness. Knowing that the infinite lives within you, indwells you, expresses as your life, your being, sit in the silence and become aware of the activity of life within you. Open your mind to a greater good, to a deep knowing, and trust that all is in divine order. This is the truth of your life. There is only wholeness. There is only life. And you are inseparably connected with that one whole and perfect life. Therefore, all is well with you and your world. Come to know and feel this truth with your entire being. Sense that spirit lives in you and as you. Shift your focus away from temporary effects and conditions to the truth of wholeness and perfection. When you court the presence in this way, sensing the loving goodness of life, only good can come into your experience. Therefore, know that a greater life is now opening for you. Identify yourself with the harmony and the perfection and the wholeness of the life of God. And the affirmation says, turning within, I am filled with an uplifting awareness of the presence of the Beloved. Looking around, I see only good. I know that I am one with infinite life, and I am deeply grateful. And so it is.
This day I awoke with a passion in my heart, a feeling of longing, a thirst so strong. I want to be better, an opening for God to make me stronger. My prayer today is for courage to be what the Holy Spirit intends for me. I want to be better, an opening for God to make me stronger. Make me patient when I worry. Make me calm where there is strife. Make me loving when my heart is hard. Make me forgiving when I would be right. Make me forgiving. My prayer today is for courage to be what the Holy Spirit intends for me. I want to be better, an opening for God to make me stronger. Stronger to reveal more peace. I must be patient to reveal more love. I must be humble to reveal more power. Make me stronger to reveal more peace, more love, more joy, more joy. I want to be better, an opening for God to make me stronger. This is my prayer today.
Prayer, abiding in that consciousness of the wholeness of the one life, I invite you to turn within, take a deep breath, and relax. And bringing conscious awareness to the breath. Feel that breath support you, just as the chair beneath you supports you. And allowing the gentle rise and fall of the breath to ebb and flow consciously, freely, fully. Without any questioning, any concern, any demanding on our part, the breath is. Breath comes to us in two ways, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, God is, breathing out, I am, God is, I am, God is, I am. One breath, two ways. God is love, I am love. God is peace, I am peace. God is joy, I am joy. And in that centered space, we open up to the prayer of our hearts. Our prayer today is for courage to be what the Holy Spirit wants of me. I want to be better, an opening for God. Opening our hearts and minds to this divine impulse of creation. What is spirit longing to express as your life in this moment? What is the highest vision for you? Your greatest prayer, your most expansive truth. What is spirit longing to express in and as your life in this moment? And breathing gently into the heart. The sound of ah is the sound of the divine, the heart opening. Breathing in and exhaling the ah. The sound of the divine, our connection to oneness that is there in God, Buddha, Allah, Krishna, Yahweh, God and Goddess. And that connection of the heart, to feel the energy, the impulse of spirit, the steady rhythm of the beat of the heart, the steady rise and fall of the breath. Feeling that vision as it takes root deep within our soul. Breathing into the heart and feeling that light growing. This crystalline, brilliant light in the center of our chest. Expanding and radiating and growing in intensity and feeling with every breath and every moment of pure, sweet connection. We are light. And as it is our prayer today, for courage to be what the Holy Spirit intends for us, it is Spirit's prayer to us as us to express itself in, through, and as our consciousness, as our vision, as our heart's desire. And so everything that we need is within us. Everything that is necessary for this vision, this heart's desire to reveal itself as our life is present now in this moment. No effort, no struggle, ease, grace, this breath, relax. Relax into well-being, relax into joy, relax into love. Allow spirit to love us. Feel that love deep within. Sensing this ever-expanding light, breathing in the essence of the divine, allowing our conscious vibration to rise in alignment with this all-expansive vision. Present in this moment, we are the one that we have been waiting for. We are the divine life and light of God, of Spirit. We shift, we pivot, we transform in this moment to allowing that imprisoned splendor within us to be released into this world. And as we are lifted up, we draw all others unto us. The great I Am is calling each of us. Let us listen. And breathing consciously and gently, we truly feel, sense, and know the perfection of this moment. Our thoughts are in alignment with our highest good. Our emotions are experiencing and expressing the highest vibrations. Our actions are in complete and total alignment with our spiritual truth and our values. We are the walking word. We are the living truth. We are the face of God. Breathing in and feeling that in our hearts, in our minds, and in our prayers, all is well. All is well. All is well. I am grateful. Spirit is gracious. Life is good. Breathe and release. And as we do, together we say, and so it is.